Hey there, and welcome to the Maria Gonsalves podcast for mediumship, intuition, and tarot. I am your host, Maria Gonsalves, an evidential psychic medium, mentor, and author. And I created this podcast to get rid of the fear of developing your spiritual gifts. So if that sounds like your sort of conversation, then hit that subscribe button and listen in. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Maria Gonsalves podcast. And today I have a special guest all the way from Lisbon, Portugal, Graça Batista, and she is the creator of Angel of Mind. So these are the angels that we are holding up, and we will go further into talking about them. She is also an angelic Reiki healer. She offers meditations, and she also has workshops for artisan art. So welcome, Graça.
Hi, thank you for receiving me and for the opportunity to talk about my angels of mind.
Yes. Oh, I love these angels. So for our listeners, and please note that there will be pictures on Instagram, and this will also be a YouTube video. So for those that want to see what her angels look like, it'll be in the show notes. So you can click her links to see her angels or go over to YouTube and you can see the angels that we are showing. So this angel was created by Graça. I ordered it and it actually comes with a reading. And what is really special about these angels is each person that gets a reading done by Grace gets their own unique angel. No two angels are ever alike. And that has her little signature there. It's so cute. So Graça, can you tell us about, like, if I wanted to get a reading with one of these dolls, because these dolls, the angels always come with the reading. It's part of the reading. So it's called Angel of Mine. How does that process work? So first we email you to find out about this. And then what do you do behind the scenes, if you could share with us?
Behind the scenes. So I receive your request.
Yes.
And I ask, the first thing I ask you, is it for you or for other person? No, it's for me. So, okay. Whether I know you or not, I only ask for the birth date, not because I need it to the message, but because I like to put in the final guide, explain that there are 7 cosmological rays, especially they are the 7 that work more in Earth since the last century. And they are related to the most archangels. And so that's why, because there are 7 rays, cosmological rays, but you, when you incarnate in this life, you decided to work harder for one of the rays. And for instance, if you are from the first ray, which is from Archangel Michael, it's the blue ray, you are going to work harder to have courage, to have strength, to practice more the spiritual cleaning of spaces of you, the work justice. So it's important for that person. It's something that the owner of the Angel of Mine, it's important for him to know that, for instance, this one is blue. It's it has the sword of Archangel Michael. It's important for the owner to know because he can start from there, okay? Whether I give him in spite of giving him a final message that it's given for me, to me, to put the final guide, this information is important because all of us have to work in the 7 rays, the attributes of God. Separated for 7 rays. There are a lot of rays, but let's just talk about 7.
Keep it simple. Mine has green, so I'm the green ray.
You're from the green ray, and you have in your guides the explanation. So you belong to Archangel Raphael's ray, which is about the cure, not only of the physical, but the cure of the soul, of your emotional body, your psychological body, and how you have to, you are going to find and give cure. Imagine, oh, why are you doing what you do?
Yes,
You
healing.
give cure, searching for the truth. What is behind that pain? One of your clients have a pain. What is behind? And you help. It's clear, no, that you help. You go behind to see what's creating that pain. That if you're sad, if you're going for a depression, I don't know how you say it in English. When you're very sad and you're healed with the sadness.
Oh,
I don't know.
wow. No, you said
Okay.
it right. You said it right. So I will
Depression.
say,
Yeah.
because each of the readings you do, they are so detailed. So people will receive an extremely detailed reading because like I pointed out, she has the green ray and the angel of mine you're holding. Can you bring it up to the screen so people can see? It has blue. That little boy, is that a boy angel? It has blue. So I also want you guys to see the detail. This is all handmade. I got like the three wise men here and some palm trees.
Everything in that image was sent to me in meditation. But first, I am going to explain how everything happens in the backstage. So, this is one of the first things I ask the birth date. Okay,
Yes.
so I start connecting. I know the name and I know the birth date. So, it's all I need. I do a sort, it's a meditation, but it's a sort of the practice I do with angelic Reiki healing. The way we proceed when we start a session of angelic Reiki. So I ask the angel, the beings of light, the light beings,
Yes.
to help me, the perfect ones, to this. It is as if it was a session of angelic Reiki healing, for instance. And I do my meditation and I start seeing things. For instance, here in this one, I saw in this face, this is the one of the first ones, and I didn't do the arms separated. Okay? So I
Oh,
do
okay, I
it.
see, I see.
Okay? But this one have the arms still embroidered and has
Yes.
the Ouroboros, the symbol of Ouroboros. It's a circular symbol meaning at the beginning and at the end, the cycle of things in the universe.
That's beautiful. Graça, is that one for a baby?
No, it was for my son,
Oh,
my
that was
young
for your son. Okay,
son.
I thought you said you had one for a baby.
Of course, he's always my baby. He has 19,
All
it's
our
always
kids are babies forever.
always. Yes, it's about baby.
But the
And then what
detail, yes, it's
he has a
so
lot of
beautiful.
detail in his. It has fairies in woods, in the wood. They
Yes.
are playing in a tree, an old tree.
Yes.
And there is a dragon. So I saw a dragon, I saw fairies, and normally I see more or less what I embroider, but sometimes I don't see nothing for the first time. And it's more recent that's kind of happening. For instance, in this one, it was the last one I did.
Oh, that's so
I don't
beautiful.
know
I
if
see
you can see.
sparkles. It's shiny. That's a beautiful angel of mine.
This is a golden river. I only saw a golden river. And this is for a baby. She's 1.5 year now. And I gave her this 3 months ago. So I thought, okay, it's for a baby. I only see a river. What's happening here? But I do this for 4 years. For now, I'm okay. This is going to happen. I don't care. Let's
Yes.
do it. And so, if I don't see in that meditation that I do to connect with, and who I connect with the guardian angel of the person, and I connect. It doesn't mean that I identify the light beings. It doesn't matter. I don't need to identify unless there happens to appear Mother Mary. That happens once, and the owner has Mother Mary embroidered in the angel. It doesn't matter if I identify or not the light beings, but I know that the guardian angel of the person is, and some of the light beings that are more connected with that person. I do with crochet and with knitting. And I paint with textile painting too, sometimes.
Those angels are beautiful because my, I'm
Yes.
gonna say mine is probably the most
Yes,
beautiful, but whatever. But that one, the flowers pop out. Look at that. So again,
there's
each
the
angel,
sunflowers.
yes, because
Yes,
you crocheted them.
there's a tree that is, it's
Oh.
specifically a nut tree.
Oh, nut
And then
tree,
I
sorry.
don't remember now because then while I was embroidering, I felt it's a nut tree.
I
It's like
love that. You're
something,
so connected.
because every time I grabbed the angel I'm working on, I connect with them. It's something very natural in me now.
Yeah.
I feel I know the light beings, and I immediately feel my guardian angel. I feel the light beings that help me.
Yes.
Some of them I identify, some no, and sometimes our ascending masters, the feminine ascending masters. I have a lot of them, but not only that, I have angels helping me too. I feel them. And so I start working, and I'm there, and then I saw the nuts. It's only
It's
a field
beautiful.
of sunflowers because there you have embroidered.
Oh,
I
wow. The
painted.
detail is amazing. It's
Yes.
exquisite. Like even here, like the detail of the different flowers, the palm trees. This is, I believe this is called a thistle, the three wise men. Like the detail is incredible. So I
Yes.
am curious, Graça, have
Okay.
you made one for yourself?
No,
No?
not yet. I don't, didn't have the time yet.
You don't have
But
the
I'm so curious to know, because I already feel a lotus flower. I'm not sure it's going to show when I'll do it, but I feel it. I think she's talking with me.
She
But I
probably is.
still don't know. I didn't do it yet. It's
Not
for
yet,
me and
because.
for my oldest son.
Oh my goodness, because you're super busy. You also create these, not an angel of mine, but if somebody wants a custom-made angel, you create those too, and they're bigger, correct?
I never did a bigger one. What I've made are unicorns and dragons.
Yes.
You can see on my Instagram page
Okay.
some ascended masters,
Okay, those,
Yemanjá.
but
I
those
already.
do not come with the reading, correct? Like these come with the reading.
Those don't come with a
Those are
reading.
different. Okay,
Yes.
beautiful. And I do highly recommend people go to Grace Batista's Instagram because she has them all, and it's just like you're artistic and so creative. So
Yes.
when you started this journey to make these dolls. How did that happen? Like, just one day you went home and you're like, I'm gonna make a bunch of different dolls, or did it come to you in a dream? Like, how did it happen? I want to
It
know.
happens some years ago.
Yes.
I've made a course on Reiki for children.
Yes.
And there's a girl here in Portugal that makes that. It's connected with the association here of Reiki.
Yes.
And she makes the Reiki for children. And in that system of hers, she offers to whom does the course, the workshop, a doll, a blue doll. It is a guy who helps the children to go visit all the his chakras, and it's something that makes the child feel more secure.
Yes.
I've made that. I've made that workshop. And I was already working with angelic Reiki healing. And I thought, so one of these days is going to appear one child to make angelic Reiki healing. And it will be nice for me to have an angel who would make him feel more safe. Then I have a weekly meeting for knitting here
Yes.
in my place with some friends. And those friends once said to me, oh, now for 2 months we are not coming because we are going to make a workshop on embroidery. It will be fun for you to come with us. And okay, but I'm not very interesting on learning more of embroidery, because I've learned with my grandmother, and it's okay. I know the basic. It's okay for me. But you're going to be alone then. Okay. So I started. Okay, I'm going with you. It will be fun, and we'll be the five or six or something like that. And so I went. I presented myself like this. I'm here because I was not going to for 2 months to do my knitting encounters. And so I came. And our teacher said that I'm the only one who profit from that workshop. Because I've started and I've made was an angel that I embroidered in a bag. The best one. It's yours. It's the best one.
It's
Yes, I
my
know it.
baby.
Everybody says always that even this, it's from a baby with in the time 1 year. Now he's 18 months. And her mother said that her reaction to the angel was completely different from every toy she has. But this one has the special place in her bedroom,
Yes.
in a place that she can always see. And this is her baby.
Oh.
And she says that with light in her eyes.
Yes.
And mother, she was impressed.
Yeah, they're infused with love. Like, you create these out of love, and kids can tell. We can tell. That's why when I do my videos, it's always on my shelf. You'll see on my YouTube videos. My angels is always with me because it means something,
What
right? It's unique.
did you feel when you opened the package and you
The
what?
package, well, I was really excited because I'm
Yeah,
gonna say
I
I
guess.
waited so many months because you have a big waiting list because you're
Yes.
like super famous there in Portugal, and I was like, oh my goodness. And then I'm in Canada, so I had to be shipped to Canada. And then once I got it, I ordered it for friends. Then I ordered it for my niece for her birthday. And I knew you had a big waiting list. And I was just like, I'm gonna pray to the angels that my angel comes in. And it did. It did. I don't know what happened.
The
And then,
perfect. It's
yes.
always in the perfect time. Yes.
Yes.
It's
So
amazing.
After this, I'm going to put in an order for another angel, just saying that, for a birthday present for somebody. What I like about what you do is you create these beautiful readings because you're so connected. And I love your passion for angels, for God, for the divine, for something bigger than us. And you're so humble. Like, you're so humble. I love you. And then they're unique. That's what I love about these angels, because I know so much time, effort, and love and connected to all those healing angels that you work with to create this detail. Like, this doesn't happen in an hour. This isn't going to happen in an
No,
hour or two. This takes a long time. So to me, it's special because I know you put a lot of love and detail into it, and I'm forever grateful. I'm so grateful for my doll. I just want to make sure that I let people know. So this, people can order it and it can be shipped anywhere in the world for them. Okay, because I'm in Canada, she's in Portugal. I think, because I heard this a couple of years ago, and I think at that time you were sending some to the States too. You were just beginning to expand your company more because more and more people were finding out about them. So behind you, I just want to share with people behind you what's hanging. What is that? That's the chakra system, right? Right behind you. Yes.
It's a hanger with the chakras, and also do one with the seven mythological rays, which is different from the sequence of colors. I've
Yes.
made mandalas in crochet. This one is from the third ray, the pink third ray from Archangel Samuel, which is about love, of course. It's pink.
Yeah.
Strong being, it's the archangel of unconditional love.
It's
And
beautiful.
I've made that one there. It's my messenger mandala. It's the same as the angels of mine, but in the form of mandala. And there I work also with meditation. I feel what they have to say. And then I do some research of sacred geometry, colors, numbers, because in the mandalas, we have all that connection with all these elements. That's what makes sacred geometry. It's the essence of the universe. And so I started more than a year ago, but it's being okay. So, but this one was wrong. I finished that
Yes.
bag, embroidered, and I made the first one was for a baby too, because
Yeah.
the idea was to make angels for children. And I offered that to grandson of a friend of, and I gave her, but I published. It's so different from the last one, and I send you for you to see the difference.
Oh, I can't
But
wait.
then, as I published, a friend of mine from England asked for one. It was my first one,
Oh,
all
wow.
England, London,
Yeah.
and it started. It started,
Oh, I
and it's
love
been
that.
such a blessed experience. A blessed experience. I'm so grateful for it, because everything, this is my baby, my idea, everything was born from me and from the help of the angels and the masters, ascended masters, and the elementals, because sometimes I feel outer energies here. And of course,
Beautiful.
it's here, isn't it?
I
It's here,
think
dragons.
it's beautiful. So I want to say a thank you because we're coming to the end of our interview. I want to say thank you so much for joining me all the way in Portugal and making time for our interview. And I am so blessed and so lucky to share you with the world because I truly believe in the work that you do. It's so heart-centered. I love the angel of mine. I love how you get your own unique reading. You're one of a kind angel, and nobody else in the world will get the exact same detail because it's
No,
unique
it's impossible.
to us. So thank you. Thank you for
Thank
being
you
with us
so
today.
much, Maria. Thank you,
Thank
thank
you.
you, thank you so
And for
much.
our listeners, just look below. If you're listening to this or you're on YouTube, all her contact information will be in the show notes. All right. Have an awesome day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. You can go over to my Instagram at Maria Gonzalez Medium and let me know what you thought of today's episode. Would love to hear from you. Or join my free Facebook group. Link is on my website and join the conversation. Again, thank you so much for listening.